Do you feel like you're trying to be somebody else while you're out there selling? Do you feel like you need to, impress people with your knowledge or try and present yourself as some CEO hunting CFO fax god? It can be really hard to be yourself when you're in sales. But I think one of the great things that's happened over the last few years is authenticity has really come back as something that we should all be striving to do. And I think it goes much deeper than, should you wear a t-shirt or a hoodie or a collared shirt. I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, forging your own path, being yourself, and but still being professional. And it's really hard for a lot of people to get their head around that. And I was looking through some of the previous episodes that I've done with, the previous shows I've done on the Best of Sales Skills podcast. And episode 12, I'm going to share with you now. This is an absolute classic of an episode, and it's with a guy called Jay Jensen. And the original episode was called A Grumpy Old Man on LinkedIn. And if you've followed Jay on LinkedIn, you'll know exactly what I mean. He just tells it exactly like it is. And I think it's a fantastic episode for everybody. You're really going to get some laughs out of it. It's a few years old, so I'll leave the previous intro in there. You can see how things have changed. Jay Jensen, he's a great guy, somebody who I became friends with on LinkedIn. I've never met him in person, but you're really going to enjoy this episode around authenticity. You're going to get plenty of laughs, I'll tell you that much, because he's a funny guy. So welcome to the classics episode, A Grumpy Old Man LinkedIn on LinkedIn with Jay Jensen. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
LinkedIn isn't tricky, so don't be tricky. And somehow I did figure out, because I did flunk out of journalism class in college, but I did learn that telling a story, set the story up, the lesson, and then what you learn from it. And that's all my posts are, is like, this happened to me, and then this is what I learned from it. And that's what my posts are. They're all, kind of like teaching and lesson, learning experiences.
Welcome to the Boss Podcast, the best of social selling. Your host, Mark McGinnis, Australia's number one social seller, author of Tactical Pipeline Growth and B2B Sales Trainer, brings you expert opinion, tactics, and discussion to help you get more out of your time on social.
Jay Jensen, a grumpy old man on LinkedIn. Jay's got the kind of profile that you might use in a before and after a presentation if you're a LinkedIn trainer. Jay's profile is going to be the one that you talk about before, the one not to do, what you shouldn't be doing. Yet, despite this, Jay's super active on LinkedIn with lots of connections and lots of interaction. You'll quickly hear why Jay is able to disregard all the rules on LinkedIn and still be successful. He's an absolute natural. Jay's recommendations read like a who's who of sales leadership. That's because he's so revered by so many. He's simply a one-of-a-kind guy. Jay and I had a great time in this pod, and I dare to get through this episode without cracking a big smile, if not a huge belly laugh. We cover all aspects of sales, on social and off. There's lots of great takeaways, and there are frankly too many to single out just one. To be honest, I was actually very scared about how this episode might go. When I was doing my usual preparation, I couldn't find anything to talk to Jay about. After some research, all I had was a couple of recent posts and a bunch of dead ends. I was worried about how it was going to go. The big takeaway in the end for me, though, and I hope for you as well, is that you can just forge your own path in a lot of ways. If you're being true to yourself and you have a message that people want to hear and they want to respond to, then you can probably make your own pathway. There are many ways to make social selling work for you, and Jay shows us just another way, but it's a way that not many people have done very well. Before we jump into this episode again, thank you to all those who continue to interact with the podcast and with me on LinkedIn. Keep it coming, and don't be shy to send us a share or a like here and there. I really appreciate everyone who participates in the pod, who listens and spreads the word. Enjoy the conversation with Jay. Try not to laugh too much. Welcome to the Boss Podcast. This week, I'm joined by Jay Jensen. Jay, great to see you. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
Mate, very good. Very, very pleased. But I'm also a little bit scared to have you on this week's podcast.
Is it because you don't know what I'm going to say?
No. Well, yes. Normally, I spend a bit of time doing a bunch of research on the guests, right? So I go to the LinkedIn profile, I go to their Twitter account, I go to Google, do some of that sort of stuff and see what I can dig up and so that I've got something to talk to people about. But, you know, there's not a lot to find about Jay Jensen.
No. It's him. No, I do that. I'm in the witness relocation program. I don't want anybody to know where I'm at or, you know, I think there's a contract on my life. But, it's funny because I used to have that information up, you know, like where I worked at before. But people on LinkedIn got smart and lazy. What they did was they saw where I used to work and they'd call my boss, old boss up and say, Jay asked me to call you because I have something that, you know, may be interested in. And I said, my boss called me up and go, who's this knucklehead? You know, why'd you send it to me? And I was going, I don't even know what you're talking about. But they would look at my profile and call my old employers as a way to get in the door with them and use my name. So I was going, this isn't going to work. This is how Sales Inc. got started. I started my own company.
Called Sales Inc.
Yeah.
So that's about the only thing that we can actually find. So
yeah.
Quick little bit of background, and we'll cover this in a lot more detail, I'm hoping. You know, Jay, you present on LinkedIn, if I can be so rude, it's just, you know, the grumpy old man, the grumpy old salesman.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you agree. you know, but you don't have a background picture. You don't have, you know, as long as I remember, we've been connected. I think we've been connected for 5 or 6 years. I should have looked before I come on. But, mate, you've had the same picture there forever. Like, you don't change anything. You've got two experiences that make up. Like if you're going to do a LinkedIn course and say, this is a good profile, this is a bad one, I'd be showing yours as the bad one.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
But yet you're killing it on LinkedIn. So what I want to do today is figure out how can you break all the rules, in inverted comma, and still get such great results and have a great following and that sort of thing. So that's what I want to try and uncover today. And I'm scared because all of my usual questions aren't going to work on you.
I saw that. You go and you sent the link. This is what we're going to talk about. I was going, well, that doesn't work. And the next one, dog don't hunt. That doesn't pertain to me. I was going, this is going to be like a 30-second interview.
Yeah. So that was Jay Jensen on the Boss Podcast. Thanks very much, Jay. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's tell me what you know. Well, anyway, so yeah, thanks, Jay, for being on. But
just for a bit of context for those people who are now madly trying to find you on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you? What do you do? Who do you help? Like, what have you done in the past? Can you set a little bit of context for us, a little bit of background?
Well, yeah. First of all, the only thing you could find was Sales Inc., and that company doesn't exist. So you're back.
I Googled it. I know it doesn't.
Just like my book. Everybody's going, because I do my videos with, I can't sell, so I wrote a book. Everybody's going, where do we get your book at? How do I get it? And well, first I got to write it. But it's funny because, I mean, I got in sales back in 1986 as a summer gig between college, you know, in the summer selling timeshare.
Okay.
And that's how I got into it. And I tell people, I mean, I was scared. I was going, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I had to buy a brand new suit. And, you know, I wore the same suit for about all summer. But that's how I got started. And then so that's how I got into sales, and I just loved it. I mean, and I had some good mentors help me, but I've sold, you know, cars, mobile homes, illegal drugs. I used to be a paper boy, you know, so it was, I've just done a lot of sales. That's what I've always done, and I've always learned when I was every place I went.
Yeah. Your first customer, I think I saw a post recently, was a guy called Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to talk about that. It really wasn't a camel. It was a donkey. And, you know, I just taped the hump on him and said, here you go, buddy. No. So
Jay says that he sold Jesus his first camel, which yeah. I don't doubt. I don't doubt that actually happened. So it sounds very true. So you've been in sales for a long time, which is cool. Did I read at one point you focus on the automotive industry?
Yeah, the automotive industry. And it's funny because I stayed away from that when I was on LinkedIn.
Mm.
Because then I started calling myself, you know, and everybody, dude, I'm just an old washed up car salesman from nowhere, South Dakota. You know, I don't have a book out or anything, but all I got is the stuff I've learned. But, you know, the automobile business has been good, but I've just always learned because there's so, if you can sell anything, a car, a copy machine, dude, you can sell anything. It's just having to know the process and what you do and what at each step of the process and why you do it. And that's what it boils down to.
Okay, so what do you spend most of your time doing these days, Joe?
These days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch a lot of Korean dramas. I read them. I am working part-time. What I do is I'm selling campers right now, you know, like RVs and such. Just doing that kind of part-time. And then when winter comes, I'll go to Asia with my wife and we'll hang out there for about 3 months.
Lovely.
Yeah, but I'm always still dabbling in sales. I mean, I just love it. And again, it's just... It's not the money that your income or commission you make. It's, dude, I just like helping people. And you know, when somebody buys something from me, I'm not happy for the commission check. I'm happy that, dude, I help these people out. That's why I'll always be in sales.
Yeah, I just love, this is becoming a common thread with the people that I'm talking to. You know, they are genuine service, interested in helping people.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, of course, this is a Boss podcast, so it's all about social selling. So let's get onto that track a little bit. What drove you onto LinkedIn in the first place? How did you get on there? What made you make the switch to LinkedIn, or what was your lever? You've been there for a while and you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting story because I wanted to move to Asia.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going, what can I do there? I had no clue. And I'm sitting there going, well, I don't want to move out there and find out I can't get a job. And so all of a sudden, somebody says something about LinkedIn and it's worldwide. So I looked into it and I was going, oh, okay, there's people all over the world. And so I put a profile up, my profile. And about a day later, I'm going, you know, Jerry's Auto Sales in Lenox, South Dakota isn't going to get me hired in Manila or Ho Chi Minh City. You know, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. So I just started writing posts and I didn't think anybody would ever read them. Matter of fact, I thought this would probably be like a 2 week deal and I'd be done. But by the grace of God, I didn't know anybody on here and it just started to hit. You know, people started following me, which was still just surprises the heck out of me.
When do you think this was? When about, can you remember?
It was about 3 years ago. I've been on LinkedIn about 3 years now.
Oh, okay. Is that all? Feels like you've been there longer than that.
Yeah, because I'm long-winded. Oh, God, here's this post again.
that's not what I meant, but, no, I'll take that. So, but mate, I was just having a look. Of course, you've got 28,000 followers/connections. That's a lot. And particularly when you take that into context, like I said before, that you literally break all the so-called LinkedIn rules. You know, you've got to have a great profile. I mean, your profile is a photo of you in a suit with a blue phone,
yeah.
which I think you're using now. Is that right? You're actually talking to me on this blue phone. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm using my blue phone. That's... If I do run into people from LinkedIn or when I was over in Asia this last winter, they were more excited to see my blue phone.
Yeah.
Did you bring the blue phone? Yeah, it's right here. Oh, that's cool. Can I take a picture with it? Or don't you want a picture of me? No, your phone's fine. You know, and the profile, yeah, I'm not out looking for work. And plus, I don't know how to change my profile picture. So.
Well, I don't think you could now. I think that would be a breach of trademark. I think you'd
would want it. Plus, I'm about 30 pounds heavier now and balder. So why would I want to change it?
So what I like about your story so far, Jay, is that, you know, it shows that as much as people like myself have got some strategies around how to do LinkedIn and start sales conversations, there's actually lots of different ways that you can be successful on this platform. And you've really created a little niche out of that. And I think it's been very successful. So do you have a routine? I mean, what do you do?
Well, and again, we talked about earlier, I don't overcomplicate things. All of a sudden, I'll just think of something. Well, crap, that might help somebody. Or, you know, something that comes up in my past. And I'm thinking, well, this is a little sales trick or tip or something I've learned. And I just post it. And I write my post in about 5 minutes and bing, you know, pop her up there. But I always say LinkedIn is, I wrote a post on this once, imagine that, but LinkedIn isn't tricky, so don't be tricky. And somehow I did figure out, because I did flunk out of journalism class in college, but I did learn that telling a story, you know, set the story up, the lesson, and then what you learn from it. And that's all my posts are, is like, this happened to me, and then this, what I learned from it. And that's what my posts are. They're all, you know, kind of like teaching and learning experiences.
Let's unpack one of those. So there is one that you posted recently about a lady that was late for work. Do you want to talk through that? Yes, just to give. So I think it's a good way. I mean, I normally wouldn't get people to talk about their posts.
No,
but I want this one personified.
There's nothing else to talk about from me. No.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Well, see, and I do. I am kind of a smart ass, but it's like I see all these posts from these people. You know, I hired the wrong employee. Everybody said not to hire them, and they come up with these stupid stories that you know aren't true.
Correct.
You know, nobody's ever hired anybody wrong. I did write a post about that once, but everything's like this, and it is a positive post. So what I did was I just said my brother's neighbors, sisters, cousins, whatever, called me because they heard I was on LinkedIn and said that their boss, she gets to work and their boss is mad at her every day. And she goes, you know, it takes 20 minutes to drive to work. I wake up at 7:30. I got to be there at 8. I leave the house at 7:45. And by the time I get there, I'm 15 minutes late or whatever. What should I do? And everybody else does this grow your network stuff. And I said, well, grow your network. Get a lot of followers. That solves all your problems. Or you can just wake up at 7. You know, that'd be the other thing you could do. But, you know, but that's just it. I like to have fun on LinkedIn, you know, and I'll throw one of those posts in there too. But it is funny. All these people take it serious. They don't get my sarcasm. They're going like, yeah, well, you know, this. She should wake up at 7 and, you know, doing all this advice. I was going to do this. It's a joke, but thanks, you know.
Hey, let's take a quick break and take care of a little bit of business. We'll be right back.
If you need more conversations with your ideal buyers or to simply sharpen your prospecting skills, check out Mark's latest book, Tactical Pipeline Growth. It's a complete prospecting guide. It outlines step-by-step the process to build a strong and healthy pipeline. Mark has included a huge amount of valuable sales material, such as templates, call and email scripts, the best cadence plans, as well as social selling templates for you to use and start prospecting straight away. Tactical Pipeline Growth is available from Amazon or directly from www.markmc.co/TPG.
Okay, let's get back into the podcast. Do you get much blowback on those sort of cheeky posts, as I would call them?
No. And, you know, trolls have been very good to me because I agree with them. And if somebody doesn't like what I say, I say, well, thanks for reading and thanks for your comment. And I can see where that's coming from. And I was no fun because getting to argue with them. But if somebody has something to say negative about my post or add something, I just appreciate them reading it, and I can learn from even the negative comments. But no, I really don't give any blowback. The bad part about that is probably because nobody takes me serious.
Yeah. So why do you think you've been so successful? You know, I mean, you've got posts that have got, you know, 280 likes,
yeah,
that sort of thing. Most people trying to create a bit of a brand or create a bit of a following would love that type of interaction. You know, why do you think that works so well?
Well, again, I'm not out trying to impress anybody. I don't care if it gets likes or views. And I will admit, I like it when I get likes and views. Everybody says, no, that's not important. Bull crap. You know, I like it because it gets my name out there. The more people see my, that just helps me out. You know, I don't care. I just write a post and it's just what I feel is important. And I don't care if it gets views or not because I'm just trying to help people. But I'm just myself. That's it. You know, I mean, I can speak my mind.
Yeah, I think there's some freedom that you've got on that you're talking about that's really important for a lot of people. A lot of people feel constrained in that and I'm summarizing. You know, people feel constrained because they think, oh, what if people don't like it? What if my boss doesn't like it? What if, you know, the marketing department doesn't like it? But there's nothing really that I can see that you post that's going to upset anybody.
No.
You're cheeky. But, you know, you're not taking a religious stance. You're not taking a combative stance with anybody. You know, maybe you're taking a bit of a combative stance at some people that have written books where you said, you know, I can't sell, so I've written a book. Maybe some people might take offense to that. But, you know, that's just people without a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So You know, I think there's a message here for everybody else. And that's, you know, if you can pretend that you don't have those boundaries of desperation, so desperate to be seen as funny or so desperate to be seen as aligned with their corporation, that they're actually not posting good stuff. And because you don't have those shackles, if you like, you can be yourself and the results are incredible.
You know, I mean, here's what I say. I'll pick on sales managers, but then I'll pick on the salespeople. And it's not picking on them, but it says, you know, sales managers, it's just, you know, don't get a big, you know, head ego and don't be, a lot of times sales managers and salespeople, they'll end up yelling. Sales manager, you know, a salesman or a person is afraid to go to the sales manager. They're going to get yelled at. It's just, everybody just needs to relax. But I'll pick on sales managers. I'll pick on CEOs. I'll pick on, you know, the main thing is I'm trying to teach lessons. And that's what people pick up on. It's nothing I write is brand new. It's been around forever, you know, but sometimes people forget about that.
Yeah. So more broadly, so outside of LinkedIn, if you know, let's pretend I'm a 20-year-old kid and, you know, starting out in sales, what would be a couple of messages that you would tell me?
Run. You know, no, I mean, and this is simple. Sales is great. It's the hardest, easiest job you can get, but it's just keep it simple. Listen, communicate, care, ask questions. If you're not, you know, when you're trying to sell something, but the main thing is during your investigating process, ask a bunch of questions and work with the client or prospect. And if you don't understand, keep asking questions and figure out what they need. But this, we kind of got to be like a doctor in the investigating process because we've got to come at different angles and kind of uncover layers because, you know, it's like, I need something to cut my grass and, you know, you say lawnmower, but you don't find out more stuff behind it. And, you know, I hate to say it. I hate this word. You got to find the why. Why and what do you expect to get done from this? What are your expectations? Everybody says why now. You got to find your why. Well, that's true, but there's more than that too. But if you're just starting out, ask questions, listen, ask questions to your sales manager, watch them, watch your, you know, people that you work with. And you just work hard because it's a great profession to be in.
Yeah, it's a fantastic profession to be in. It's great. I love the way the first thing you said after run was, you know, it's the hardest and easiest. You know, that's absolutely true, isn't it? It's both hard and easy.
Yeah. And don't take no's personal. You know what I mean? You're going to hear no all the time. I've seen people, even on cold calling, because I have done cold calling before.
Yeah.
I didn't realize when I got hired, they just said, you're going to call people. I didn't know that I was doing a bad thing. Oh, okay. So I called. They say, no, I hung up. I didn't know I was supposed to get mad. I didn't know I was supposed to call and be afraid to ask for people. You know, because they just said, call these people up. Okay. I mean, but always continually learn. Even me, I learn every day still.
Yeah, I think that's a great little takeaway right there. So you've got 28,000 followers. Like, how do you care who you connect with? I mean, do you connect with everyone and anybody? Do you kick people off? How do you build your network now? You know, I know we were joking a minute ago about, you know, building your network, but I mean, you've built a network. Like you're taking the mickey out of it, but like it or not, you've got 28,000, you've got a network. So how do you do that?
Well, see, and I say too, and I joke about these people with 300,000-400,000 followers. That's great. But me, it's if people, I can see when they read my post or leave a comment and then they connect with me. I'll always accept that. If I don't know who they are, I don't, but I don't actually go out and spend my all day trying to get followers. But I've got a good, solid network. I love my network. I'm proud of my network. Everybody is a connection because I get messages all day from people in my network. I help a lot of people out behind the scenes. You know, I'm having trouble with this. What can I do? And then they're surprised that I'll actually respond and we'll talk about what you can do and, you know, what's going on and check back with, you know, I said, hey, try this and get back, you know, see how it works. But my network isn't a number. They're people, you know, and that's great.
That's cool. I do worry about when people's network gets too large that they can't provide that level of, let's call it service, but, you know, be interactive. I mean, you want people inside your network to be rewarded, for want of a better word, for being part of your network. You want to be able to have conversations.
Yeah.
So it's great that you're still able to do that with that many.
Yeah.
Does it keep you very busy? How much activity are you generating at the moment?
I really don't know. I mean, I you know, spend some time on it, but it's not 24/7. Some days it might be an hour, hour and a half, and some days it might not be anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't drive my life, but no, but like I said, I could have I hate throwing numbers out, but I mean, I could have 200,000 connections if I wanted, you know what I mean? But it doesn't do me any good. If I don't see why they're connecting with me, I don't know if they're any help to me. And I'm not, you know, I appreciate they ask, but if I can't see that they're going to be a benefit, or first of all, if I can't be a benefit to them, then it's not really worth connecting. They can follow me.
Yeah. What sort of metrics, or how do you know whether they're going to be any, you're going to be any good for them?
Well,
whether you're going to be a good match.
And I tell you what, I don't go over their profile. I don't, you know, you hear people, I've got, you know, 7,000 connection requests and I spend 20 minutes researching them. I look and I can tell, I see their name usually on a post, you know, and I'll check to see who liked and comment. And then all of a sudden I'll recognize the name. And then I'll also see what they do for a living. I mean, if they're, you know, sell lighting fixtures or something like that or whatever. I mean, if they want sales help, I can help them with it. But there's so much, as you probably know too, it's just, it doesn't do me any good in my network to have them.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So you've got a little bit of strategy behind that. It's the Jensen, the JJ strategy, but there's a strategy there nonetheless.
Dude, so, yeah. Not really. I just figured out I'm getting close to 30,000, so I got a lot pickier, you know. So
what do you know about posting? What works, what doesn't work? Give us, you know, what's working for you and what's not working for you. So tell the listeners what, you know.
You know, I just post, and, you know, people say certain times and, you know, do this and that and this topic. I don't go by that. And I just post, and, you know, sometimes I think, well, this is just, I hate to say it throwaway, but it's really not important, but I just want to say it. And then all of a sudden I'll get a ton of views on it and action on it. But I don't know. I don't go in thinking I'm going to write a post that's going to get 100,000 views. Again, what sucks about me is, or what's good about me is, and sucks, is it doesn't make any difference to me. You know, it's like when you're selling, if you don't need to sell something, you can sell all the time when there's no pressure. I don't care if you don't buy. I got three people behind me that'll buy. And it's like with my post, I don't care if it gets views or not. I just hope I can help somebody. That's what I do. So there's no pressure on me to try to write, post it, going to get 200,000 views. It's just, I'm just write what I know.
You know, this just keeps reminding me of something I've learned only through age and a little bit of experience. But, you know, being desperate as a salesperson. So when, you know, you need to make budget and you've got a boss breathing down your back, you actually can do some really, make some really crappy decisions.
Yeah.
And when you're free, so, you know, I'm over 50, so, you know, I'm in a position in my life where it doesn't really matter whether I make that sale or not. You know, I don't have that financial pressure anymore. It means that your quality of work and the decision-making processes that you can make about whether you engage with somebody, whether you, how you price your work, you know, how often you follow up, whether you discount, all those sorts of things, you have a completely different lens, you know, a completely different view of it. And it's only when you've got that security that you actually realize how desperate on some occasions I used to be, if I think about myself. And in a lot of ways, what you're saying is the same on social. You know, if you promote yourself and create content without worrying with the consequences, and I say that, you know, like then it's actually working as a magnet for you. The fact that you don't have that desperation is, or the need for reinforcement, positive reinforcement, is what's making you so popular.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, that's where I get a lot of messages. People are, you know, I'm new to sales, and I like what you say. You do help me with these little tips. I mean, a post isn't going to turn somebody from, you know, an X amount of producer, you know, a month to whatever, but I can help them boost them up a little bit. But, you know, even when I wasn't financially, nobody's ever financially set, but I learned. I'm in sales. I mean, it's day by day, month by month. Next month rolls around on the first, dude, you're at zero again, you know? And so even if, and everybody gets in a slump, even if I'm in a slump, I just go, you know what? Just do my best. And if I don't sell it, you know, there's a difference between I don't care if I sell it or I don't need to sell it, you know, type of deal. Because a lot of times if you think, somebody told me once the theory of no when you're selling, you're making cold calls. Shoot for, you know, 50 no's a day. Get 50 no's a day. I'm going, why would you want to count your no's? You know, because if somebody tells me no right away, then I'm going to go, okay, well, that was a no. But I'm thinking, no, I get a no, and then I just investigate a little bit more, you know, to get, figure out if it's a no or what's going on. But, you know, I don't give up, but I still have to work to see, always produce, but you can't worry about if you get a no or your bills and such like that. I mean, just do your job and work hard, you know, all the time. I don't care if you're having a good month or bad month, just treat every opportunity the same.
Yeah. Consistency is key in sales, in my mind. I just think, you know, if you're a consistent performer and you're doing the right things at the right time consistently, you win. And you're right. Some months, you know, they may not, the cards may not fall your way, and you might go, hey, I've done everything right and I've still come up short, haven't done what I thought I was going to do. But you do the same things next week or next month and you're consistent, you're doing the right things at the right time, it will fall your way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It just happens. You can't get sucked into, though. You always got to look at yourself honestly inside. Now, am I doing everything I did? Or do I just say, oh, it's a numbers game, you know, this and that? But you always got to be also, you know, do an assessment on yourself and do it honest. Am I really doing all I can? You know, do I just send an email out that's a template, you know, email? Okay, I emailed them, but did I try to get business out of that? Or was I just filling a task on the CRM? Again, consistency, and just make sure every time you do something that you're trying to work towards the sale instead of filling a task.
Absolutely. Love it. Who do you think's got a good message? You know, so there's a bunch of people out there in LinkedIn and book writers and all that sort of stuff, and you give a lot of them a hard time from time to time. Is there a couple of people who you think really got it nailed down?
Well, no.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, there are some good people in there. You know what I mean? And this is the thing with me is what surprises me was LinkedIn's taking me. I mean, I'm on, you know, your podcast. Mark Hunter called me up once and said, let's go have lunch. You know, and he says he lives 2 hours away from me. He said, we'll meet in between, you know, a restaurant between you and me and have lunch. But it was taking me. But some of the ones people I like is the Mark Hunter, because Mark just gives good, solid advice. Mike Weinberg, Larry Levine, you give, you know, that book you wrote, you're going like, you read it already? Oh, yeah, dude, that was good. It was good reading. You know what I mean? You made sense and it wasn't full malarkey.
Thanks, man.
Daniel Disney. Yeah, well, Daniel Disney, you know, with his social selling, he's, I'm a big fan of Daniel and I talk to him every once in a while. And, you know, I mean, he's just unbelievable what he's done. But there's a lot of good people on there that you can learn from.
Okay, so there's your list of people to listen to. I love it, Jay. What if people want to get in contact with you? So are you okay to accept more connections, particularly from places like Australia, or what's your mindset around that?
No, dude, I mean, from everywhere. Yeah, I don't care where they come from. You know what I mean? And I like it because it's, no, please request. And yeah, I mean, I learn from everybody. I don't care who you are. You know, I mean, there's always somebody. That's why I say post. Just post, people. I don't know what to post. Well, don't worry about it. You know, just I can learn from everybody. And everybody has in them that one or two things that they do that somebody else might not do that helps them be successful. And that's what I want to learn from. That's why you should write posts.
I absolutely love it. So for those of you who don't know Jay Jensen, have a look, check him out on LinkedIn. He's the CEO of Sales Inc. That's probably the best way to find him. And check out what we've been talking about. Check out his profile. It's so
bad.
Bare. you know, but I think this is a really good example of how when your true authentic self, which is exactly what you are, Jay, you know, you're like, you're just, this is me. I've got nothing to lose. I don't mind. And I think a lot of salespeople can take a lot from that. You know, there's lots of ways to win and you're winning doing it differently to everybody else.
Yeah, and that's funny. It's like I'm not after the victory. But, you know, even in social selling, people are going, what do you know about social selling? Well, the people that I have connected with, like the Mark Hunters, is not a connect and blast pitch. Thanks for accepting, you know, then try to pitch them business. But if you're on social selling, get to know the people. I mean, it's unbelievable the connections you can build and the friendships you can build on LinkedIn, too. So just be real, be yourself, and relax.
Be yourself and relax.
Yeah.
I love it. Jay Jensen, I really appreciate you coming on to the Boss Podcast. You thought you were going to struggle with 5 minutes worth of content, and here we go. We've gone nearly 40 minutes in total. You're a legend.
Oh, dude, no. I'll wait until I see the edited copy.
Yeah, that'll be seven minutes.
Yeah. 7 minutes, and you won't even hear my voice.
So normally I would say, look, we've covered so much ground, I'll need to have you back on. But Jay, I think we've got everything we can possibly count out of you. So this might be the last time.
So it's been 40 minutes, you haven't said anything yet. So I think I'm going to punt. I give up.
No, but seriously, man, I really do appreciate you coming on. It's great. We've been interacting for a long time, and I feel like we've got a good friendship across LinkedIn. And I think that's something that I really value.
Well, I've known you, you know, a long time too. And we, you know, we've messaged back and forth, and I love your stuff you post on LinkedIn. It's good. You know, you always add value, you know, and that's what I've always appreciated about you is because it isn't easy being on LinkedIn, and I know you're busy, you know, but you're always willing to help people and give tips.
Right. I really appreciate that. Jay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet, buddy.
Please help others just like you find this podcast by spreading the word. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and rate us wherever you source your podcasts. Thank you for listening to the Boss Podcast. Join us next time for even more tactics, discussion, and ideas to help you improve your social outreach.